A lesser-known fantasy by a 20th-century violinist and composer has captured the imagination of a 21st-century soloist on the rise. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Born in 1875 in Austria, Fritz Kreisler became a star violinist. He also composed for violin and admitted in 1935 that he had attributed some of his early works to other composers. In 1948, toward the end of his solo career, he published his Viennese Rhapsodic Fantasietta.
It's essentially a 9.5-minute work that is pure gold.
Violinist Benjamin Bauman says while it's not well known, the work is traditional Kreisler.
Wonderful melodies, this luscious, warm texture that he creates.
A Curtis grad, Bauman learned of the work from his teacher, Ida Kavafian.
She studied with Oskar Szumski, who recorded all of the Fritz Kreisler works known to man, essentially. And when I heard it, I just thought, I have to do it. I love this writing. This is exactly what I want to close programs with and close a CD with.
And why is it such a good closer?
Everybody, at the end of the day, I think, wants comfort. And I think Kreisler, almost above all other composers, really can provide that. He has a sense of soul and heart and compassion that, you know, just kind of drips off of every piece that he writes. And the Viennese Rhapsodic Fantasietta is no exception.
Bauman plays this as the last piece on his CD, Spectrum, which also includes music by Schubert, Janáček, and Stravinsky.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.